About 10 minutes.
10 minutes and how, oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call to order a meeting of the Fund of the Oregon State Capital Foundation, April the 15th. It is 1 minute after one. I see most of the members are here except for Mr. Van Natta. And Nick is passing out to us materials, so while he's doing that, I'm welcoming you. I believe you may have already received a copy of the minutes. You got them? Okay. Have you looked at the minutes? Are there any corrections, additions to the minutes? I looked at these so long ago, I don't remember. I'm giving you a minute to look over them.
All right, who got that price?
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? If not, there if there are any objections to approving these, okay? The minutes are approved. The next thing on the agenda is a review of the financial statement form 990 with Jerry Thompson and Nick Herrera. Who wants to go first? We actually just saw this earlier at the
Foundation
fund.
Did.
It's an interesting document.
I don't know what there is to review, though, Madam President.
Well, I'll leave it. It's the I can tell you it's the document that I signed that we sent.
Yes, and I think that as long as we all have it in our possession, it's something we should familiarize ourselves with. And if there is a question, raise it. But there's no point now.
Yeah, well, somebody raised a question about one piece of
just
it.
Just to reiterate
Meeker.
For the record once again that the 990 points out that the audit is not complete.
Right.
One of the things that the 990 asks you is there an audit? And the answer is yes. It's just not done yet.
Well, and we can understand that because today is April the 15th, and yeah. Our volunteer, almost volunteer auditor has been kind of busy with far greater paying clients, and we think that's okay.
Which she informed us well enough in advance, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, she
right.
called.
Yes,
she did.
Right, and this year we actually got the 990 filed timely, and there won't be and with the Department of Justice, so there won't be a fine, which she
or the and the federal government.
Right. Well, yes.
yes. Okay. Going to the next item, we have the audit update. Ms. Plank.
That's Mr. Meeker's the chair of the audit committee.
I think it'll be done soon because she's through doing her tax work as of today, or maybe tomorrow or the next day. She said she was not going to take any time off for a while yet, so she's going to get after it.
Okay. So you have the audit update. Anybody got any questions about that? Okay. Moving to the next item, we have a request for approval of the Dropbox upgrade, and Nick's going to tell us about that.
Mostly the executive committee of the foundation begin using Dropbox. It's just a cloud-based server where we can store files and share them back and forth so that we're all working from the same documents. It keeps everybody organized and gives them ready access to almost anything that they need. And Dropbox offers a free version, which I didn't anticipate that we would fill our capacity so quickly, but I'm happy that we did because it means that it's working. But Dropbox does offer a business package which would allow me to convert the foundation's account to a business account, and then we pay to invite other people to join that account. The cost is $15 a month per user, it's estimated that we would need about 15 invitees to the group, which I believe every year would cost no more than $2,800. And I would anticipate that we would probably never exceed our storage capacity because we receive 1 terabyte of data for every account that we pay for, which is significantly more than we would ever reach. So I believe that it's a good solution for especially chairs and those who are working on projects with the foundation so that they can have all the information that they need.
So my question is, we talking about more money for the rest of the fiscal year, and you're going to put a different figure into the budget for the next year? So do we need, have we already okayed the additional money?
Fund has not. The executive
fund
committee
has not.
Did.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So do we have a cost estimate?
Yes. So I believe the executive committee made a motion to approve a budget not to exceed $3,000
right.
for this.
Yeah.
$3,500 was what I had. No?
And that's what it is. That should be.
All right, I move that the fund authorize up to and no not to exceed $3,500 the remainder of this fiscal year for a Dropbox enhancement.
So that would be April, May, June 30th.
Yep.
Any more discussion on this? Any questions, Nick?
I would just add that because we're partway through this fiscal year, any money that we don't spend on Dropbox, I would just say would be carried over into the next fiscal year budget.
Sure.
I would say that that's an amendment to my motion that the expenditure is authorized, but and that Nick and Jerry will work that out for the carryover to the next year's budget.
Okay.
Proposal.
Any objection to that? So approved. Okay, the approve of the graphic design and printing contract.
Right. Herb and I talked to Doug this morning. That's still in process. And I looked at the executive committee, the fund minutes. It looks like we authorized that in January.
Oh.
When we approved the budget, we approved it up to
$25,000. It just hasn't gone out on the street yet.
Okay.
But there are several other expenditures that the executive committee undertook and that the foundation undertook at their meeting this morning,
yeah, but just
previously.
Okay, but
so,
just to finish off,
right.
The graphic design and printing, the money's been okayed, but we're waiting on the contract. Okay. Okay.
RFP, yeah.
So, Jerry Thompson.
Clarify, $25,000 in our minutes say $25,000 in a calendar year. What are we talking about for the remainder of this fiscal year?
Probably no more than it depends on the newsletter schedule, I think, and anything they do with Constant Contact and with the gateway, what Jolene has in mind for publishing through Ledge Admin. I would say no more than 10,000.
Or?
The remainder of this fiscal year.
To the end of June 30th.
Yes.
To June 30th.
Yeah. The contract's not even out yet, so. We can't. Any printing we need to have done, Doug assures me he can do a purchase order like that, and we can get anything printed. The idea of having a vendor that we could rely on for any and all projects is so that we don't have to go out and look for three bids on anything that's over X amount of dollars, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So
are we saying up to 10,000 for this fiscal
yes.
year and budget 25,000 for next fiscal year?
I think that's a good, yeah.
That's what I guess
yes,
I would recommend.
That's about, sounds about
the
right.
The 10's already in the budget for this year.
We have a printing budget, but we've exceeded.
Does the fund need to approve it all again?
Good question.
What the fund approved previously was just the
right.
It It doesn't necessarily affect our budget. That's just what the fund chooses to spend on printing.
So the fund should okay an expenditure of not to exceed $10,000 for this fiscal year ending June 30th. Okay?
I think we already have
and
a budget.
I thought that's what I just...
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, Nick, if I understood you correctly, we have an open-ended up not to exceed $25,000. Purpose of this discussion is to what?
I think that...
by the end of the fiscal year.
We had forgotten that we had approved the $25,000 in January. So, in effect, I don't think any action is required by the fund.
That's
I would agree with
you. We've already approved
that's
that
what I think.
$25,000. There's really no effect on the budget. That's a separate issue where the fund just chooses how much they want to budget for that particular line item.
Got it.
It just gives us the
right.
legal.
So, Madam Chair, there's not a motion on the
table.
Yeah,
do anything.
We don't need to
right.
do anything.
Right. Right.
Okay.
We're home
okay.
free.
Yep.
We have the other item that was just talked about and approved and sent from the other part of the organization is that we want to spend $500 for an exhibit at the Oregon Gardens for what they call a must-see Oregon showcase for tourists or tourists in or out of the state. To make sure that they see that the capital is a must-see item.
So moved.
Okay. And is there any discussion of that?
Clarification out of the Gateway Fund.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Right.
Thank you.
Any objection? Okay. So ordered. What else do
Madam
we need
Chair,
to do here?
Madam President. I mean,
whatever.
I move that that we ratify in our actions, the executive committee's recommendation and motion to expend not to exceed $2,500 for the out of gateway funds for the Cherry Blossom Day event. And I may add that I'm sure it's no more than about $1,100. The bills aren't in. We had more sponsors than we we were being conservative. Other sponsors came through and our expenses were less than anticipated. But that was the motion, so I'm simply ratifying it so that Jolene can pay the bills.
Okay, does the fund okay a not to exceed item for the reimbursement of Cherry Blossom Day Festival, whatever, $2,500 is out of gateway funds. Mm-hmm. Is there any more discussion of that? Any objection? Anything else?
Madam President, I would move
Joan and then Jerry.
Up to $7,500 for potential legal expenses for transitioning us to what we're
legal
allowed
fees.
To do under. Yeah, for legal fees under 2037.
Okay, so Joan Plank has moved that we release and approve up to $7,500 for legal fees contingent upon what we need to do because of the passage of House Bill 2037, which unifies the disparate parts of the organization. Is there any more discussion? Any objection? Okay. Jerry Thompson.
One question. When the fund approve an expenditure that has not been discussed with the foundation board, do we have to take it back to the foundation board to ratify our action?
No. No, because you got all the money. Fund has the money.
But what if the foundation members say, why are you spending that money?
We have not originated any expenditures on our own that have not been discussed by the foundation.
You just did, the $7,500.
Well, they talked about
that
at the foundation.
We just took action on the foundation.
In the last meeting.
We did?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe you went out.
I must have been out.
You must have been out of the room.
Yeah, we had a conversation
good
about
question,
it from the
though.
Foundation.
No, it's a great question.
But it still is a concern of
right, that circumstance is not a
risen. We take actions here that has not been before the foundation. It seems to me we need to have foundation ratify it.
I agree.
Sure, that won't be an issue after September 15th, but between now and then, yeah.
I don't recall a time when we've done it that way.
No.
No.
No, because I mean, our concept and the way we filed with IRS is we're a 501c3 type C, is it a support, whatever, a supporting.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes.
Organization.
I have a question.
Former Treasurer Meeker.
A comment to make. We all should be prepared for some very complicated audit kind of stuff.
Yes.
Because I assume, and maybe it's an incorrect assumption, but I assume with an effective date of September 15th, we may have just changed our whole fiscal year, unless someone can tell me differently.
No, we're still, the fund, it's the same organization, it's the same corporate entity, the same 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, now known as the fund with not to exceed, what, five
we're deleting.
Directors. Come September 15th or whenever we adopt these changes to the fund, which I think we'll have to figure out with a lawyer, what we as the fund board does, then to turn it over to our broader membership, which is the not to exceed 25 members. It's still the same corporation. It's just got a new name, a streamlined name.
Well, the reason I raise the issue is because there's nothing worse than getting you end up complicating audits like you can't believe when you change fiscal years.
It's not. It's the same year, Tony.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. Our fiscal year is the same.
But
we're not changing
the
fiscal year.
Tony's concern. We
right.
don't want a bump in the road like we've gotten in the past.
No.
Right.
No.
May I suggest, chair of the budget committee and addressing the fund and our audit person, that maybe our audit chair clarify that with our accountant to make sure
right. and,
that we're streamlined.
Yeah, and I would also point out that Mr. Manny is a CPA as well as as an attorney and does audit,
he knows. He will probably then have some language for us to adopt that affects what we're talking about here.
Yes, it actually, the bill addresses that. It says everything in the assets are transferred from blah to blah.
Just looking at the bill,
yeah.
I think
it
takes care of it.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. But
very, very good to be mindful of that.
And the attorneys looked at all of that before we ever put it in the bill.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah.
And Tony, the other good news is that, with all these new draft policies, things are going to be way more structured or at least documented. Whether it's financial policies, all those things.
Good.
Okay. Is there anything further before Annette leaps from her chair? Anything else? Nothing else? We are adjourned.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Oh.
Now. Okay.
Oh.
Now.
Adjourned.
Woo-hoo.